It's different. It's definitely different. Knowing that Coach Reed is on the other side, but that's just where our lives took us, and the situation that we're in right now. I'll never forget the opportunities that had been given to me by this organization, by Andy Reid, and that'll never change. But I think at some point, once the game start, maybe, we'll find some gratitude and just the competition aspect of it and having a chance to go up against one another. But it's not me against Andy Reid. It's not us against Andy Reid. It's the Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs, because they got guys over there who are coming to play good football.
And Doug, is there going to be some point in your life when you'll talk to your kids about what Andy Reid did for you?
Absolutely. I mean, they'll know about all the people who paid a great portion of my life. I give a lot of credit to. They'll probably never get a chance to meet them. Some that they've already met, some they won't. But Andy Reid is a guy who will go down in history in my book as one of the greatest coaches of all time, and one of the greatest men I ever met.
My relationship with Coach Reid, so many good things I can say about him. Excellent person. I think people don't really realize how good a person he really was. I think to the media, he showed a different type of person, and to the players, he was something else. I mean, the guy that made jokes and kind of got the best out of all the players. I think no matter how bad the team was doing or how bad things were for the team, he always found a way to motivate us, discipline, and be focused.
We kind of adjusted well over here. We've been doing a great job having Chip in here. But, it will be a little interesting seeing him on the other side, wearing red. But, we got a game to play. We got a game to win. So, I wish him the best, but not for this game. So,
it does. You've seen Coach Reid so many times in the Philly green. So, it's definitely weird seeing him in the red, different color, different team. But, Coach Reid's he's a great coach, man. It's proven. He's a great coach, and wishing the best. It's not this week.
I'm pretty sure it'd be emotional for a lot of people. You just hope that the fans, give him a round of applause, because he definitely has benefited the city of Philadelphia, bringing a winner back to Philadelphia. He's very instrumental in that part, and he deserves that. And hopefully, we can do all of that stuff and go out and play well against him and try to get a win.
I think he'll get a great greeting from the fans. He was a winning coach for me when he was here at his time here, and I think he was a great coach.
I have great respect for Andy. I mean, he was a head coach here for 14 years, and if you're a coach in the NFL, anybody that coaches at one spot for 14 years, you kind of look to them and say, holy smokes, and then you just walk down these hallways and look at the championships that were won here, the division championships, conference championships, and what he's done, and he's had a huge impact on this organization. I got a ton of respect for him. There's not a lot of guys out there in this profession that have carried themselves from a coaching standpoint when you get a chance to be around them like Andy Reid, and I got all the respect in the world with him. So it's exciting to get a chance to go compete against him, and should be a lot of fun.